You've been wearing Dr. Chucks so long, they're cool again. And your kids play all your vinyl records like they discovered them. Well, your career's a dumpster fire, and you'll probably never retire. And you fear the government as much as ISIS. Welcome to your fucking midlife.
Hey everybody, this is Katie.
And this is Lonnie.
And welcome to your midlife crisis.
We're so cheerful when we Boom. Say that. It's so great to be here.
It is. Although I'm sitting in my chair really weirdly. Hold on. There we go. Whoa. I almost tipped over backwards. There we go. I was right on the very edge of my chair, but the chair has like this little rounded lip and I felt like I was going to go whoop and Ooh. Fall off, which yeah. would be
funny.
Weird.
We'd catch it on tape.
Yeah. But no one would see it.
Yeah,
but they
true.
Would hear us laughing.
Yes.
And the crashing and banging that would happen. Last night, well, actually every week, when my husband and I go to our marriage counseling session, the couch in there is weird because it's kind of comfortable, but also not comfortable because it's so deep. Like, I feel like a little kid.
Sucked into it. Yeah. Yes.
So if I sit all the way back and my ass, like my back touches the back of the couch. From like mid calf down sticks out straight off the couch. Like my legs are not long enough to do that. So throughout the course of the conversation that we're having, I just kind of slide lower and lower and lower until I'm like laying like this while I'm talking. You can't see this, but I'm like totally laid back in a really weird way. And then all of a sudden I'm like, why am I fucking laying down? And so I have to like get out of the chair, turn around. It's like I'm a cat. I have to like redo my seat, and I just fucked up the cushion on my seat. God damn it. There we go. Kind of like that, only I'm whacking into all the things. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm a mess right now. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what that just reminded me of, because it's really uncomfortable. And then you're talking about uncomfortable things, and you're physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
Just sucking into the whole of your marriage.
It is exactly what it's like.
And like, it was how do I get out of this?
I wonder if that's intentional, like the couch is a metaphor. Oh god, that's hilarious.
Oh, no.
It's kind of hard to it is kind of funny because it diffuses weird situations, because it's like really hard to get super pissed off when you're also like stuck in a couch. So I'm like, yeah, but I need you to fucking express a feeling once in a while. Then I'm like, ugh, I can't get out of the couch, can you help me?
They're trying to take you back to that feeling you had at birth, I guess.
A rebirth couch.
Yes, it's a rebirth couch.
That just reminded me of an episode of Malcolm in the Middle where they went to a fucking Burning Man. Did you ever see that one?
I don't know.
It was hilarious.
I don't know. My memory's not that great, but I loved that show. So.
I did too. My memory is ridiculously good about a lot of things, and it's annoying.
Oh, I wish, yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm crazy because people don't remember it. And I'm like, am I just fucking making shit up in my head?
No, you probably just have a good memory. I just have a good memory. And like, you're surrounded by
stoners. You know what?
Stoners
I was
going to
say, I smoke
a
lot less pot than most people I know. So, yeah.
Because, yeah, like, Scott will start talking about movies we've seen, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, we saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but did
I'll
you
like,
Kurt talks about
sure,
movies that
I
we've
remember
seen sometimes,
that.
And I check out on movies that I don't like.
Yeah.
That's why I don't remember that.
No, I'm just up in my head doing other
like,
stuff.
Because he'll talk about, like, action movies and stuff, and I fucking hate action movies.
I know.
Like, they're so boring and stupid. I hate them.
Yeah.
But Kurt also hates rom-coms, so.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not a real big rom-com person either, but.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
I like
weird
sci-fi
movies.
And weird movies.
Yeah.
It's kind of my jam.
Yeah. Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Yeah, and do that.
More.
Oh, what? Going on dance. A place to stay. Get your booty out for tonight. Make my day. Holy shit. That was kind of awesome. Yeah. I still think we should get a fucking, we should have a band.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Woo. Woo.
I slept over my water. So what have you been doing since I hung out with you last?
My husband got me a new car.
I know, Lonnie got a new car. Woo! It's very pretty.
It's pretty. It's not the same as my old car. I know. It's weird. I didn't realize. Yeah, it was just my other car was more interactive. It was a 5-speed, and so you just felt driving was.
It's hard to get used to driving an automatic when you're used to driving a manual transmission car.
I'm like, what do I do now? Like, this is weird. But yeah, today I got to aggressively pass people, and that was fun.
Nice, because you couldn't get up and go now.
I know. Yeah, no, your car. Yeah, and now I can like.
Ronnie's old car was like, if you had the speed, you could do it. Yeah. But if someone in front of you got slow, then you also. Yeah.
You're slow and you're stuck that way. I know. And fuck. I'm. Okay.
But you just have like a newer version of what you had before, right?
Yeah.
I love it though. Yeah. It's what you like.
Ranting. Well, I feel like it might be too much car for me. I kind of feel a little bit guilty.
It is bigger than your other one, right?
Even though it's the same car, it's bigger.
It's bigger.
It feels weird. So I'm like,
don't feel guilty.
But I kind of do a little bit. But
you get to have nice things. Whatever. Shut up.
But today I was getting so pissed because I am tired of the people that drive 40 fucking miles an hour on the freeway in Portland. It is dangerous.
You know what?
It is so fucking dangerous.
We are not good drivers in this state.
Oh my God. I'm like, you are going to kill everybody. Everybody has to go from 60 to 40 when they come across you.
And here's the big problem with Oregon.
Today. I was
no
so
one knows
upset.
How to fucking merge.
No.
Not a single person.
No.
I feel like I'm the only person that understands what a fucking zipper merge is.
Yes.
And
there are certain spots that when they...
Even my husband does
when
this.
When you do it right, it
works. It is magic.
Yeah.
But it my husband, and I don't even know if he's conscious of doing it, he speeds up when we come to an on-ramp. Like, he doesn't want to let the person on the on-ramp in between. And I'm like, if you just keep going the fucking speed that you're going, that guy isn't going to fucking slow you down.
Yeah.
Because he's going to adjust his speed to match the speed of the
but
freeway
when people speed
and
up, it
fucking
fucks
zipper
you up.
Merge. So you are being a dick and part of the problem. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, look, I'm a bad passenger. I can't fucking drive on freeways anymore because of my vestibular issues, because movement in my peripheral vision makes me fucking have vertigo, which is terrifying on I-5.
Yes.
So I just have to sit and be like this real crabby bitch in the passenger seat. I'm not a good passenger at all.
Well, that kind of stuff would frustrate me too.
It pisses me off. I'm like, you are driving like an asshole.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Stop.
I've had that. That happens to me all the time in Vancouver, where I'm suddenly in a race with this person. Just, I'm trying to get on the fucking freeway. I'm not here to race you.
Yeah.
Like, please, like, let me know. Do I need to slow down and get behind you? Or can I, you know, like, you feel like you're going to get in front of them and then all of a sudden they're speeding.
Yeah.
Oh, just like, please.
I feel like
it doesn't have to be so stressful. Yeah.
Often. I'm not trying to be sexist or anything,
no,
but
like
I do feel
like
it's an ego
or something.
Thing.
Like, you can't get
He
forward.
Even does that, like, if someone wants to pass him, he'll speed up. I'm like, why do you fucking care? You're already breaking the speed limit, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Just my
let
husband
him go.
Cannot drive the speed limit. I mean, like, I never.
I can't
when I drive
really
sped,
either.
I mean, like, I get it. You can't drive the speed limit, though, because I don't think it's safe because nobody drives the fucking speed limit. So, again, you have this thing where you're going too slow. And then,
yes. It's, it's scary.
I don't know.
It's scary out
it makes
there,
me
man.
Want to blow up the fucking world.
I know. It's just like, and I'll be like, look at that. Like, you can see a person way ahead that is keeping pace with the car in the next lane, and there's this huge gap of free road in front of them, and it's just like, please just get out of the way and we can go. Like,
move.
I'm trying so hard. I don't know. I don't have a lot of patience with that. But.
I used to get like really fucking angry road rage style when I would drive to the coast to my parents' house on Highway 6.
Oof.
Because people drive like some motherfucker will be just tootling along, looking at the fucking scenery, driving like a dillweed, like, you know, going too slow, slowing down to really slow on the curves, which is unfucking necessary. And then most of it's uphill, so they slow down. And then again,
you
I drove a clutch,
up,
so then I would have to shift down. So But then you get to the fucking passing lane and that same motherfucker
stays.
Is like, oh no, I don't want to let this person pass me. So then you're like drag racing uphill. But yeah. That fucking asshole who's probably driving an automatic has slowed you down.
Yes.
So you have to try to fucking power shift up the goddamn hill to get around that piece of shit. And I would just like road rage out.
Oh yeah. That's not cool.
I would swear like, yeah. hard. And my son, who was little at the time, would be in the backseat like, mom, bad word.
Yeah,
because he was my little.
In my old car, I was always the first one to get over. Like mm-hmm. I'm just gonna let everybody go around yeah. me.
When I drove a fucking Volkswagen bus, yeah. I was the first person to get over because I knew that fucking bus is going slow ass yeah. up that hill.
Like there's no way I'm gonna
no
maintain. Yeah,
it's called being fucking courteous, people.
I know that's like yeah, please. I try. I try.
But you're a good driver.
Yeah, it makes me laugh.
Lonnie never scares me when she's driving, aww, ever.
Yay!
Ever. I don't think I've ever been scared of your driving.
Wow.
And I get scared of a lot of people's driving.
That's awesome.
A lot. Most people's driving.
Well, I was really comfortable in my old car. Now it's weird. But yeah, I mean, I'll get comfortable. But
are you okay? What's going on over there with you?
Oh. I was my brother's messaging me about my mom and her, she said she had water in her basement and she wanted him to come look. And it turns out she knocked the main sewer line loose. And so that it's yucky
poo,
stuff.
Yeah. Not water.
He's like, I was like, did you go look at the water in the basement? And he's like, yeah. And the poop and the toilet paper. I'm like, oh,
no, poor Larry.
Oh, gross. So he stopped by. He didn't know I was gone. And he's like, I was just running away from mom's house.
I was just running away from the poop.
Hooked up her washer and dryer. Like, they moved it upstairs. Oh. Yeah. And something about.
Old dudes do weird shit.
Yeah.
With, like, they used to just feel like they could take liberties with things like plumbing and wiring.
Yeah. Like, oh, we just put the tube here and I put the tube there.
Yeah.
And
it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Inspectors? Fuck those guys. Yeah, who cares?
They don't know what.
Anyway, I feel like we should probably get on with our topic since we've been talking for almost 20 minutes already. I wanted to edit some of this shit out. Shave it down a little bit. I'm trying to figure out how we can segue your traffic conversation into this, but I don't think we can. So, today.
Oh. What? Well, we could say I shouldn't get so upset because nothing really matters.
Nothing really matters because nothing else matters. Well, that's a bad Metallica song. That one's like a barfy one.
But nothing really matters, and it's awesome.
And it is awesome. It's going to be a sing-songy episode because now everything is awesome is in my head. So today we are talking about middle-aged, I mean, you already know this because it's the title of the fucking episode, middle-aged nihilism. Or I just called it that because I thought it was funny because definitely the older I've gotten, the fewer fucks I give about things.
Right, yes.
Like, I feel like I'm actually in a sweet spot right now as far as like the bigger picture and giving a fuck about it.
Right. No, me too. I feel like I got off the outrage cycle that they're trying to keep us in.
Yeah. Because they are trying to keep us in it.
I flung myself out of it. I'm like, no. Yeah. I think that video helped too.
It did.
Like, yeah, I found this cool video about positive.
It's actually optimistic nihilism,
which I thought was funny. And the animation is cute.
Oh my God, it's beautiful, actually. Yeah. The colors and everything.
Really colorful. And like, it made me go, huh. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about things.
Yeah.
I might as well have fun.
Yeah.
While I can.
Well, let's talk about nihilism really quick so people know what nihilism is. Yeah. Because, and this is the kind of shit that used to give me,
it's
like,
a negative thing.
Yeah,
nihilism.
It used to cause severe existential dread in me as a younger person, thinking about this kind of shit. Because I was always really into, like, punk rock shit, and they can be kind of nihilistic sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're younger,
but
I feel like you,
like the fuck
in
it,
a fun kind of
like,
way, fuck it kind of way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm a person who cares about other people and the outcome of things and stuff. So
I that's funny because I was just thinking in my head, like, the punk rock thing of, I'm going to scare your grandma and I don't fucking care or whatever.
I
and
would
like,
feel horrible if yes. I scared your grandma. Yes. I don't want to scare your grandma.
Yeah.
I want to hold your grandma's hand on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, but so anyway, nihilism. I actually found a really great website because the Wikipedia definition was kind of falling flat a little bit for me because I think that there's more to it than just what Wikipedia had to say.
Yeah.
So this website is allaboutphilosophy.org.
And
so
okay.
they have a whole section on nihilism. So it's abandoning values and knowledge. So it's from the root word is actually Greek and it's nil. Actually, it's nil. I think is how you pronounce that.
Okay.
It means
nil,
that,
like
that,
nothing.
Yeah, that which does not exist.
Yeah.
So, and this actually annihilate has the same root
word,
which means to bring to nothing.
Yes. Okay.
So basically, in short, nihilism labels all values as worthless, therefore nothing can be known or communicated, and it associates itself with extreme pessimism and radical skepticism, having no loyalties. So that's kind of the Wikipedia definition of it. But
I feel that.
Yeah, I know, I do too. If you get further into it, though, there's so.
Do you realize as you grow older that people don't know what the fuck? No
one
knows shit.
Knows what the fuck they're talking about.
No one knows shit.
So I don't know how to pronounce this word. Epistemological nihilism denies the possibility of knowledge and truth and is linked to extreme skepticism. There's political nihilism, which advocates the prior destruction of all existing political, social, and religious orders as a prerequisite for any future improvement, which I kind of feel like is a thing.
Like burn it down.
Burn the fucking shit down, yo. There's ethical nihilism or moral nihilism, which rejects the possibility of absolute moral or ethical values. Good and evil are vague, and related values are simply
true
the rest of social and emotional pressure. I
yes
sometimes feel like that, but I also feel like you should be a good person.
Well, yeah, you can do that with my friend likes to call his nihilism compassionate nihilism.
Yeah,
so if you throw some compassion in there,
yeah,
you're not gonna go around
like if you're a
hurting
person
people.
Who just fucking cares about other people,
right?
Then, you know,
yeah.
So, and then there's existential nihilism. The most well-known view affirms that life has no intrinsic meaning or value. I'm right there with that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like, and not, so.
And not, and it's not sad. It's not
no.
a, like.
No. So that all on the surface sounds.
Sad.
Really bleak.
Yeah.
But Lonnie and I were watching this video, and I think Lonnie is the one that made me aware of it, like, what, a year ago? Maybe more.
Yeah, I don't know. I posted it.
I want y'all to look it up.
I was surprised people, yeah, it was cool. People reacted to it.
So if you look up, it's called Optimistic Nihilism. Mm-hmm. So the video is fucking beautifully produced.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But it also just talks about a positive spin on nihilism. Like, it kind of goes into explaining nihilism in a more eloquent way than I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but if you just search optimistic nihilism, it's the first thing that comes up in your search results on Google. And it's a wonderful video. And it is exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly to a T. I felt so, after watching it, I was like, fuck yes. I am not alone in this shit.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I feel like I've just come to a point where I can't fucking give a shit about those bigger picture things, like,
right,
like it's all gonna be okay.
Yeah.
And the only
nature
thing, it is
what it is, and mm-hmm. it does what it does.
Yeah,
I don't know, like,
I mean, you can do what you can do, but honestly, I think it all boils down to, like the end of the video says, we don't have very much fucking time on this earth.
Yeah.
Like, in the grand scheme of
it's
things,
a blip.
We have
Tiny.
Just a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that we need to do is have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, responsibly.
We have to survive.
We have to survive. I mean, there are things that basic needs have to be met for you to actually continue breathing and existing in a physical form.
Right.
But.
And while you're doing that,
just
you might as well have a
just
good time.
Might as well fucking have fun.
Right.
You might as well make pretty shit and do fun things
and whatever
love fun people and don't be friends with people that you don't want to fucking be friends with. don't spend time with people that you don't want to fucking spend time with.
Yeah.
Like, just have fun and don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Basically.
You know, I don't know why this is making me think, and this is not, again, it sounds sad, but it makes me think of when my grandmother passed away and they were taking her from the nursing home. They were taking her body.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, you know, religion, and they were praying, and like, this guy was like, I just don't see how anyone could go through this without it. And here I am standing there going through that without mm-hmm. religion. And I'm like, because it's still beautiful, like, to have had a life, and then our bodies, I mean, biologically, go back to the earth and become more life. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, to me, I see it that way, and that isn't sad to me. Like,
no,
like, and I don't mean,
it's
need,
sad,
like,
in a sense that you miss your grandma.
I miss my grandma, and her little spark isn't here anymore, and I don't know what but happens it to it.
Still
right,
here,
right?
Because you
yes.
hold it,
you carry it. Yes, but like, I yeah, her life force or whatever mm-hmm. is gone, and I don't know where that goes, but it's still like, I don't know. Life and death is like, it's just part of, I don't know, the cycle.
It is. And, you know, it's funny. I want to say this now before we get
to. And I don't want to offend people that are religious and well, need that.
That's just it. Okay.
But I personally don't.
No,
and
I don't.
And it is possible to be yeah. okay without it.
I have an interesting take on this because I was raised Catholic. And when I was a little girl, I was really, I mean, like, that's what I was taught. I loved Jesus. I went to church. I went to vacation Bible school. I went to Sunday school. Like, I very much believed in God. And it created for me, because of the Catholics are a little heavy-handed on the fucking guilt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have a reputation.
It. There are a lot of things as a child, and I really think that, A, partially it's just the way I'm wired. I think that I've probably had obsessive compulsive disorder my entire life. Like, I don't think it's something that just happens one day.
Yeah.
But I used to
back on behaviors.
Oh God, yeah. Jesus. Like, weird shit that I used to do as a kid. Like, little rituals that I used to have to make sure that I was afraid of burning in hell. Like,
yes,
I sincerely was afraid
yeah.
of burning in hell.
Yeah.
If I lied, if I cheated, if I mean, like, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I would cheat on a board game, but I didn't call changing the rules so I would win cheating until I was older and realized that that's exactly what cheating is. But as I, it's interesting now to step back and look at the metamorphosis that my spiritual beliefs have gone through over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I got older, I identified more with Catholicism because my grandmother was Catholic, and I fucking thought my grandma hung the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really identified more and more with that. But as she got older and I was more mature, she and I would have bigger conversations about this kind of stuff. And I was very close to my grandma. So when she was on hospice, I was the only grandchild who still lived at home who was out of high school. Mm-hmm. So I had a shift taking care of grandma. And I would go help relieve, like, you know, if my aunts and my mom, or they just needed a break, they wanted to go somewhere, I would hang out with grandma and we would talk about this kind of shit. And my grandma would talk about Catholicism and the things that she regretted in life. We had some pretty fucking deep conversations about it.
Wow.
So as I got older, with that knowledge and the things that my grandma thought was bullshit
about the church,
about the church and Catholicism, mm-hmm. and also with this set of grandparents in particular, I think that I've talked about this. They were the kind of people that would invite anyone into their home to have a meal, mm-hmm. to hang out, and just, they welcomed anyone. It didn't matter who you were. If you needed food and you needed a joke and a story and whatever. Mm. That's who my grandparents were.
That's awesome.
They were very generous, kind-hearted people. Mm-hmm. So taking that into my adulthood and then really kind of being a weird hippie person in my early 20s, like, I've always been a little bit of a free spirit, but Sugar following the Grateful Dead. Yeah. Oh my God, you know a Dead song?
I know a lot of Dead songs.
All right. But, you know, like, going through this weird, like, my early 20s in Portland, it was like grunge and punk rock, and I still had this, like, whole weird hippie thing going on. Mm-hmm. And as I have gotten older, and I have at each step in my life kind of changed, you change and you mature. And, mm-hmm. The process of me going from being believing what I was taught as a child to being a complete non-believer, it almost feels like a natural process to me.
Fun, wasn't it?
It was interesting.
The hippie, like the joy in the hippie lifestyle,
yeah,
is so cool. And I feel like the connection to nature in that,
yes,
at least for me, was like a lot of, it felt freeing. Like, wait. We have this amazing observable universe that we live in that we can see and touch and feel and smell, and it's real, and we can learn so much from it. Like, I don't need these other stories to fog up
Here's the thing. I don't
you know, I don't need that in my perception. Like, if I can get those stories out of the way, mm-hmm. you can see so much beauty. I mean, and pain, but like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Well, and here's the thing. I recognize and again, I'm throwing no shade at people who do believe.
Right.
This is my personal our core personal beliefs. Journeys. And
but, I think a lot of people can relate to them. Yes.
I do recognize the human need for ritual.
Yes.
I think that mm-hmm. ritual in any form is kind of what makes us able to cope. And it's a huge coping mechanism. Yes. And I do feel that, and I'm not trying to belittle anyone's religious beliefs, but I definitely feel like that video put it perfectly, that we as humans invent things like God or gods or mm-hmm. or spiritual beings. Because it is a lot to fucking take in if you're just going to... Mm-hmm. Existential dread is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it is so much to fucking take on. It's nice to be able to go, oh, God made this happen. God will fix it. Or yeah. whatever.
And especially before we knew. Like, mm-hmm. before technology and we knew...
You just think someone's making that fucking volcano explode. Yeah. We better throw a virgin in there and
stop.
I mean, like,
yeah, like, we don't know. This yeah. makes us happy. Maybe this will make you happy.
Yeah, we love virgins. Yeah, here, take that. But
yeah, or like, look at that sun coming up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows? I don't know. Or like, oh, an eclipse. Ah.
Yeah.
We're gonna die.
What's
like,
happening?
Oh, the gods are angry.
It's like the ring, but in the sky.
Yeah. Like, we didn't know, like, anything. So I think part of that video, too, is, like, as humanity learned more stuff, it is Maya. Freeing.
Kurt texted. No, I think it is freeing. And I used to think of that. I was like, I don't know about you. I think that we have this in common. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was a teenager that kind of carried the weight of the world on my shoulders. A teenager yeah. and a young adult that like, oh no, we have to fix the environment and we have yes. to do this. And oh my God, humans are fucking horrible. And like, I just really carried this yoke of, I don't even fucking know what to call it. Existential dread with me all the time.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten,
kind of, yeah, I hated myself for being human. Yeah. Sometimes, like, I'm sorry.
Like, humans fucking suck sometimes. And
yeah, we are part of the problem. Sorry, Earth.
But here's the thing. We're humans.
Right.
We are human.
We were born this way, baby.
Yep.
And oops. I mean, whatever. Yeah, that it's weird. Oh my God, it's weird. I can't
trip
out too much on it. Or I can.
But I think that this optimistic nihilism, like this whole, like, hey, you know what? I think it's going to be fucking fine in the end. And yeah, honestly, and ultimately, I don't feel like anything I do is going to change the outcome on a grand scale. And I mm-hmm. don't mean for that to sound like I've given up or
no.
I don't feel like being a good person and my political views and my view of the way the world should be aren't important. I just think that they don't fucking matter right. in the grand scheme of things.
And I also think that humans have a need for meaning. But what's mm-hmm. cool is we can give whatever we want meaning.
Exactly.
Like these things.
It's all
mean
we do.
Things to you. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And like to me, like, it's almost like biology is like my religion or like,
yeah.
you know, like nature is like, I don't know. It's amazing enough. Like mm-hmm. I'm in awe enough of that and I don't. Yeah, but it doesn't have to. It's not going to mean the same thing to everybody.
It's absolutely not. And that's okay, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Like, I don't have
everybody
to. What's important
to
me doesn't have to be important to you.
Right.
And
everybody
vice versa. Like, everybody, we have
and
free
I
will.
I think that's how nature balances itself out mm-hmm. as well. Like it seems that we need things on opposite ends of the spectrum or whatever, and it's almost like nature creates that in us. I feel like sometimes this is really cheesy, but that we're so connected to nature that it can influence our behaviors.
Oh,
I think without
100%.
Us knowing it.
Yeah,
like it's like a I don't know, God.
Well, it's like cause and effect almost. Like it makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
but yeah, I feel like since I've really embraced this. I think watching that video made me okay with the feelings that I had mm-hmm. about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah. It has made things so much less upsetting.
Right. And like,
it's so freeing.
Yes.
It really is. Like, yes, you know what? I think that our president is a fucking wanker. Like, I think he is the dumbest motherfucker ever in charge of a country to exist.
It is bizarro.
But
it's like,
I also think that in the end, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's going to, yeah.
I mean, shit's going to balance out.
For
it's going to be.
For some reason, it had to happen. This is what's happening. Or,
yeah.
I mean, this
it
is
It just
what's
fucking
happening.
Happened.
Like, I don't know.
People, and it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm okay right now.
Yeah, I'm fine. And look, even if it is okay, but you still have to fucking live your life.
Right.
Like, you don't cease to exist just because things in the world are not happening the way that you would like them to happen.
Right.
You still have to find a reason to be happy and to move forward and to live your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
So just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, just concentrate on what brings you joy.
Yes.
And enjoy the time you have. I feel bad for people that are so intensely wrapped up in world drama.
Yes.
Like, that's not to say that I don't care about things and I don't care about causes and I don't care about people, because I absolutely do.
I am completely overwhelmed by it. I just watch it and go, oh my God, those poor people.
Yeah.
And I try to just imagine.
And
like,
I try to do things to give back.
I had to flee my home as a refugee or whatever. Like, oh.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
I can empathize.
Right.
And be sad about and care about and want to help, but ultimately,
but knowing that we can't change the regime that they're running from, or
can't
affect. Yeah,
I like that when the video says, you know what, bonus points if you make somebody's life better.
Yeah,
like I think that I do more good in the world just by being nice to someone on the bus or being helping someone on the street or serving food on a volunteer level or doing whatever I can do to give back, that matters.
Yeah.
And that's way bigger than it seems. It makes a ripple effect.
Yes.
And I think
that's
what's important.
Right. So it's not nihilism in that, like, fuck you, you don't matter. It's not, you know, it's.
Yeah.
It's like. Because I think there are nihilists like that.
There are.
Like, nothing fucking matters, which means you don't matter, I don't matter, nothing fucking matter. You know, that's.
I feel like that's destructive nihilism.
Yeah, that's shitty poop.
shitty poop nihilism.
That was really mature. I'm very mature.
You're a shitty poop nihilist.
You're a shitty poop nihilist. I'm a rainbow glitter nihilist. So
dude,
there.
Did I tell you that my nephew now calls me anti-unicorn?
Aww.
He's like, can I call you anti-unicorn? And I was like, not only can you, but I fucking really encourage this. So, I'm anti-unicorn
That's
now.
Adorable.
Because you know why?
Oh, yeah.
The bottom of my water bottle says I poop magic and rainbows.
Nice.
But... yeah, I just, you know, it's just, I feel like shit's too heavy lately, and it's too much to carry in your little human heart.
Yeah, and we didn't always know what was happening on the other mm-hmm. side of the planet.
I think about that all
the
time.
We just had to live our little lives mm-hmm. and make the
Until
little...
Until some motherfucker showed up and tried to steal our land, and then, you know, there was a war or whatever.
And,
because... humans have been assholes from the beginning.
Nobody can be nice for some reason. They always have to make it shitty. And it's usually dudes. As women in the world, we've been putting up with dudes for a long time.
Day off my shit, yo.
So maybe, yeah.
I mean, like, it's not this, it's funny because people accuse me of wearing rose colored glasses. Or being, like, optimistic on an annoying level sometimes. But it's how I get by.
Yeah.
I have to believe that
yes, and like
things
I was
are
going to
work out. And it just – and it, I don't think that it's delusional. I don't think that it's
– yeah, I mean, because things are going to work out no matter what, whether it's catastrophic or not.
And ultimately, I have no control over how the outcome of that is going. And I spent so much of my life suffering from horrifically crippling anxiety, trying to control the outcome of all these things to make my world okay. And mm-hmm. I watch my mom do that still. And I'm sure that's who I learned it from.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
It is heartbreaking. It is no way to fucking live.
Yeah.
Because you cannot do that. And just however you can give up control, if you're someone that needs to give it up to God,
yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Do it. It makes you feel better. If you're someone who gives it up to Buddha or whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. I give it up to the universe. It's just what it is. It's going to fucking happen.
Like, yeah. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, just
the only thing I have control over
right now
is my emotions and my response to the world. And I mm-hmm. can choose to be a bitter shitbag who's
like
unpleasant
to
everyone. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I have my moments. But I can also choose to just be like, you know what?
Hi.
I'm just going to be nice.
I'm here. And you're here. And we are here.
And ultimately, none of this fucking matters. Like,
and I'm hungry. I don't know, or whatever.
Are you hungry?
No, no.
Oh, I was like, what?
Whatever's going on.
It's only 12:30.
In the moment.
Yeah, no, I mean.
You know, like, they say, live in the moment and mindfulness and all that is like that. Just because that's all we have. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know, like, what we maybe all fall down the stairs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, so.
This is so funny because I think a couple episodes ago, maybe even our last episode, we talked about when we were children, how afraid of dying we were.
Oh,
and like this, like,
no, I still
horrific anxiety. But I will tell you, one of the most freeing statements in that video is we might die in like this massive cataclysm. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact words. But you know what? If the earth ends in some kind of fiery fucking death ball, every bad thing that's ever happened to us or that we've ever done in our lives
is
gone.
Yeah.
We're in a reset.
Ache or pain.
Like, it's gone.
Or,
you don't have to feel it. You don't have to be it. You're not going to fucking know it anymore.
Yeah.
And it is a fuck. If you think of it in that way,
to
me.
If Trump goes on to completely destroy the planet.
It's very freeing. I won't be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I won't even know that my loved ones are suffering. So, you know what?
Yeah.
It's freeing in that way. Mm-hmm. And it sounds weird and awful, but it is just like this.
Maybe I'll be reincarnated into the cat that I've always wanted to be.
I want
to
be a kitty. Kitties are great. I want someone to rub my tummy. We don't know.
Maybe reincarnation is a thing. Maybe it's not.
Who knows? It's cool. And that is another awesome thing.
We're going to find out.
We don't actually fucking know anything.
No.
Like we think we do.
No.
As humans.
A lot of people walk around thinking they
fucking know. Oh my God. Fucking stop it. Jeez Louise.
What was it? I don't remember what I was reading, but how amazing it is to just be able to say, I don't know.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Because
I used to feel like I had to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have to fucking know.
Like, especially when it comes to your kids or whatever. Yeah. When they ask you something, you're like, oh, fuck. I don't.
You know what I used to piss my kid off? Because I'd be like,
no, let's look it up.
Yeah. I would say, I have no idea. Let's look it up. And now it's easier to do that.
Yes.
Because you have the interwebs. But please check your sources on the interwebs.
Oh, yes.
Like, I had to explain to my mom recently. She read something that somebody posted and got really upset. And I'm like, mom, I need you to fucking breathe and listen to me. People can post whatever the fuck they want on the internet. There is not like a fucking policing unit that says you're lying. You can't post that. Or you're just making this shit up. You're just pulling this out of your ass. I'm like, you have to. Like, if you scroll down and they're not crediting actual sources that are reliable, or for most of them don't credit any sources, I'm like, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything, Mom. You can't just read an article and go, oh my God, the sky is falling. Like, that's not a thing.
I'm tired of them doing that. I am too. That's got to stop.
You know what I do?
What?
I look at kitties.
Aww. I wish I could change that, but I can't. Mm-hmm.
Nope,
like,
you can't.
I wish I could change the way they write headlines. It annoys the shit out of me constantly. I'm like, that's race baiting. Stop it.
I feel like there's starting to be kind of a backlash with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, good.
I really do.
Yeah, because they need to check themselves.
I think people are starting to get a little bit more,
Come on. Yeah, really? Like, I see what you're trying to do. Yeah. You're trying to make everybody mad at the brown people or whatever. Stop it.
No, I know. It's ridiculous. Ugh. It's stupid. But again, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. None of it fucking matters.
Because it's all kind of petty. That's all petty bullshit. Yeah. Really.
And again, we have no control over any of that.
I can't control other people and how they behave.
I would love,
wouldn't that be amazing?
Often say the only superpower I would want to have were superpowers being handed out would be mind control.
But then it would kind of suck because I think it's exciting how unpredictable people are. Well, it fucking sucks sometimes.
It does.
But it can be exciting.
Look, I like to think that
surprises are
in
great.
My glittery pretend imagination place that I would only use my mind control for good. But I think that's probably not true. I think I would get selfish with my mind control, which I think is why I don't get to have superpowers.
Nobody gets to have mind control.
No. But I don't know. We're kind of running low on time, but I don't know. I just thought this was an interesting topic. We usually veer away from anything overtly political or religious. Because I think that it's not a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
It causes so much turmoil. And I think that it's rude to talk about in general, in public or in,
I know, but gosh dang it. Sometimes I do, like John Lennon said, try to imagine no religion because it does seem to cause some issues.
Well, I think that
around the world.
I mean, I feel like a world
kind of pits people against each other. Like,
or take it further. Imagine a world without political parties.
Ooh, just people, human beings.
Just people. Just where you
sharing
you voted
stuff.
And everything was like popular vote.
Being like, hey, I like your spices. And they're like, hey, I like your wood. Okay, let's trade. I know, let's trade. I'll give you my wood for some of those spices. But just a global community.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, that's globalist.
Oh no.
But I think that'd be fucking awesome.
I think it would be awesome.
Because with the power of the internets, we could come together as a planet and like work together
and do and, awesome like, things
and do awesome things, because every region has their thing that the other region enjoys, and like we could share and trade and like be nice to each other.
We could.
Please. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great.
In my little fantasy world, that's what's happening.
But again, if the world explodes tomorrow,
oh well,
none of it fucking matters anyway. So
like, and that's sorry, okay. We destroyed this amazing place that could have been awesome.
But it's okay.
Oops. Yeah.
I love your sunglasses.
Thanks. They're very square.
So
square.
I'm going to have to poop pretty soon, so we need to wrap this up. I'm just saying.
Lunchtime.
It is lunchtime, too. I wanted to check in with you and see what you've been doing creatively to deal with this world we live in, because it's what makes us happy, and that's what's important.
Not as much as I would like to, but I am painting lattice on my house.
I know.
And I think it's going to look better. I got the primer all up, so I get to paint. I'm going to paint it brown tomorrow, and we'll see.
I think you should grow something on it, too.
Yeah, I have, on one side, I have honeysuckle. I have climbing roses. I have, it's not a trumpet flower, but it kind of looks like that, a vine that makes these really pretty flowers that butterflies like.
I can't think of the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not trumpet vine, but it's something like that. Do-do. And I have a jasmine growing.
Nice.
Slowly.
They take
forever. Oh my gosh, they don't grow like here like they do in California. Mm-hmm. I was so envious of all the plants down there. I'm like, look at how
big. Do you know what I love that grows
is
down there, just like fucking like a weed? I love bougainvillea.
Bougainvillea.
Some of them are like trees, some of them climb, and they just have these really brightly colored, like pink or red flowers. They also grow like that in Italy, too.
Yeah.
I got one, and then I killed it, because in Oregon, you have to bring them inside in the winter, and I forgot to bring it. I didn't bring it inside, because also in Oregon, they attract a shitload of ants, because they have a real sweet, sticky nectar, and I was like, where are all these fucking ants coming from? And they were inside my bougainvillea. So I put it outside again. I did have it in, because I was going to, like, I don't know, try to use some kind of ant killer or rinse it off or something before I brought it in. Then I forgot it and it froze and then it died.
Yeah. Yeah. California has all the good plants.
Yeah. But I don't know. I haven't really been doing much lately, but I am getting ready to work on a new project.
Ooh.
Remember those tapes that Ellisade gave us?
Oh, yeah.
I am going to make a pendant lamp for my bedroom using those.
Cute.
And if it works and I have enough of them, I think I might make one for you too.
Oh my god.
So, but I took apart my wreath from, it's been sitting on my porch since December. I don't know if you noticed, it's finally not on my porch. But I couldn't find my fucking little snippers, wire cutters.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the fuck happened to them. They're somewhere in this house. I don't know where. But I realized that I could cut that florist wire with my utility scissors because it's really thin. So I cut the wire off because I wanted to save the metal frame, the round frame that wreath was built on, because I'm going to use that as the frame to
hang them from?
Attach the tapes to around the side. And I think I'm going to wire them together and maybe put like little beads in the middle of the little turny things where the cassette tapes that go.
Uh-huh.
Because so Ellisade, if you listen to our old podcast, Torsi Gals, she gave us, I think, like two boxes of these cassette tapes that she had. Hi, Ellisade, by the way. She listens. they were defective. It's only just like the beginning runner of the tape. There's not actually enough tape on them to do anything. And I don't remember how she came across them, but I stuck them under my desk and we were going to do something with them for Two Artsy Gals. And then we never did. And then we ended that podcast and I still have them. And now I want to make a thing out of them because I'm doing kind of quasi half-ass doing that 40 bags in 40 days challenge.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not really doing it because
I know.
I just feel like 40 bags. Anything like that where I have to set up a timeline and do a certain thing, I automatically don't do it to be like this weird rebel.
I know.
Like
I've got to procrastinate now.
You know, you're not the boss of me, but it's me being the boss of me. Yeah. And it's like this weird thing that I do with myself. So I'm just doing as many bags in as many days as I can. I already gave away a huge bag of books to where we go for our marriage counseling. There's a little take a book, leave a book library. And I took a huge bag of books down there that were like coffee table books and stuff that I thinned that out. I'm like, I don't need all those fucking books. When have I opened one of those in the last whatever? So the ones that I don't use, that I haven't looked at, that don't actually have any meaning to me, that like weren't special gifts, I fucking got rid of. I got rid of so many of them. I was so happy. Like once I got it full, I was sad about carrying it down the sidewalk. Yeah. I was like, I keep forgetting the books are heavy and I can't put them all in one bag.
Nope.
Do the same thing when I move. I like put all the books in a box and then like, wait a minute, who's going to lift this?
Yeah.
I got to put books in different boxes.
Yeah.
So I'm planning that project. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this awesome lamp. I think I'm going to do CDs on the top of it and like use the C or at least a CD so that you can.
For reflective.
And so you can put the light kit down the middle of a CD hole.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if the hole's big enough, actually. I don't know. I'll see.
You can make it bigger.
I can make it bigger. I can do all kinds of things.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Like with the Ween song. I can do so many things with my own bare hands.
You're so funny. Sounds
dirty.
I had another project that I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it is. And I really got to poo now. So, we're going to have existential nihilism in my pants if I don't end this. I'm gonna cut that part out. I don't really need to talk about my poop and kitty balls.
Kitty balls.
But yeah. So I don't know what we're gonna talk about next time. It'll be a surprise.
Yay! I like surprises.
I like surprises too. All right. So yeah. Until next time, be nice to yourself and just know that in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't fucking matter. Just have fun.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And just
be fucking nice and enjoy it. Be nice to other people and do shit that makes you happy. Do shit that sparks joy.
Here are your two artsy gals.